Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Well, we have advanced a little deeper into the second sermon in the book of Acts. The first sermon is Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. The second sermon is Peter's sermon at the gate, beautiful gate of the temple in Acts chapter 3, in which the lame man has been healed. Peter and John, that famous statement, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And what is sometimes forgotten is that Peter then turns to the crowd and preaches about the Jesus that they denied, that they delivered up to death. And in verse 15, he makes an important statement. "You killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses." The word "prince" there is better in the Greek as the word "originator." You killed the originator of life. I think that's an incredible statement. First of all, we'll deal with "killed" in a moment. Let's deal with "originator of life." Peter calls Jesus the originator of life, whom God raised from the dead. We don't get the sense here whether or not Peter is saying he is saying Jesus was the creator. We know, according to the writings of the author of Hebrews that and Paul's letter to the Colossians, that all things were created through him and by him. Nothing was made that was made without him. So we do know that Jesus was creator and involved in creation. But Peter, I don't think, is referencing this. I think he's referencing the fact that man never really knew the life of God until Jesus. Jesus is the originator of life, the original life giver. But the phrase "you killed the Prince of Life" stands contrary to something that I no doubt preached in my formative days of grace. I can't be held accountable for every single thing I've ever said, I hope, because we develop as we say them. I've even aired old sermons to our current audience, and yes, people pick up on stuff I said that I wouldn't agree with now. I always try to preface those old sermons by saying when they were preached, and hopefully our audience understands that some of the older stuff's going to have doctrinal reflections that are not parallel to where we would be now, and hopefully we're at a mature place we can work through those. One of the things I would have probably said several years ago when I first came into grace was that God killed Jesus so that he didn't have to kill you. Well, I couldn't disagree with that any more than I do now. God didn't kill Jesus. Peter does not say God killed the Prince of Life and then raised him from the dead. Peter says you killed the Prince of Life and God raised him from the dead. So God was not in the business of killing his own son. But God, of course, was present at Calvary. And Calvary was a sacrifice. It was Jesus laying his life down. Peter, this same Peter, would go on to write in the epistle that Peter would pen and say that he died for the sins of us all. He bore in his body the sins of man. What is the point of bearing our sins in his body if not to serve as a sacrifice? But it was not God that lowers the knife on his son. It, in fact, the nation of Israel, the generation of Jews that killed Jesus at Calvary, would be judged for that, and Jesus said that it would fall upon them in his prophecies in the book of Matthew and Luke and Mark. So, Peter's statement, "You killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses," stands in contrast to what some in grace preach, and I've been there, that God killed his son. He did not kill his son, but it was certainly a sacrifice. But he did raise his son from the dead, and Peter said, we were witnesses to that fact. We talk about faith in his name from verse 16 tomorrow. We will see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.